Last Saturday evening was a great evening here at the Brentwood Centre, with crowds enjoying music, conversation, food and drink, and walking on fiery hot coals. It was, of course, the Brentwood Community Firewalk. The event was a fantastic success, and with me to talk about it now is organiser Jane Bennett from Bennett's Funeral Directors. Welcome, Jane.
Hello, Bob. Thank you very much for inviting me in.
Oh, not at all. It was such a good event. The crowds came in there, well, hundreds, really, didn't they?
Yes.
Were you pleased with the way things went on Saturday?
We were absolutely delighted with how it all went. Yeah. And being the first event that we'd done of this sort, we were just a little bit apprehensive as to how it would go.
Of course, yeah.
It was helped considerably by having such a lovely evening.
Yes, the weather was fine, wasn't it?
It really made such a difference.
Yeah, it was nice. How many people actually took part in the firewalk in the end?
There were 83
Fantastic.
Who took part. And some who registered didn't arrive, but others who turned up on the day, on the off chance that they could take part, did so.
Yes, and it was a general thing for lots of different charities. It wasn't just for one particular cause, was it?
No, there were approximately 20 charities who were represented there.
Excellent. So how did you originally come up with the idea for a firewalk?
Well, last year I took part in the Mayor's charities and did a parachute jump.
Right.
And one of the Mayor's charities last year were the Frontline Partnership.
Yep.
Mary Hill, who was then the chairman of Frontline, I think that's her title, though I'm not terribly sure,
Okay. She
couldn't do the parachute jump. So at a later event, possibly over a glass of red wine, we were discussing what we could do that
right.
Mary could do.
Okay.
And Muggins here came up with the idea of the firewalk.
Well.
And it escalated from there.
It was a brilliant idea. And everyone threw themselves into it with great enthusiasm, didn't they? They were marching across those coals.
Yes.
And Brentwood Leisure Trust supplied the venue and food and drink. We at Phoenix FM here supplied some music and PA systems. The air cadets were very helpful in helping us with our gear and being on hand to direct people. And, of course, the sponsors, Birdluck in Charters Accountants, and your own company, Bennett's Funeral Directors. Have I missed anyone out?
There are a couple. Firstly, the refreshments for the cadets were supplied by Cafe Nero,
own
the Shenfield Co-op.
Right.
Herd Skips gave the skip for free of charge to collect the embers and the burnt turf afterwards. But another person who gave his time for free is Oliver Ward. The young magician.
The magician, yes. I didn't actually catch his act in the end.
No, nor did I. But everybody that I spoke to said he was absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic.
And we're really grateful to him,
Oliver,
for coming along.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it was a great evening, lovely evening. We managed to capture just a bit of the atmosphere. Our own Mel Watson managed to speak to some of the firewalkers on the night. Let's have a listen to just a few of them now.
The Brentwood Community Firewalk. Brought to you by Birdluck in Chartered Accountants.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And supported by Bennett's Funeral Directors, Brentwood Leisure Trust, and Phoenix FM.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
I spoke to earlier. So you've actually done the firewalk. Now, who are you again? Just tell me your names.
We're
again.
From Birdluckin. You've got Kim
and Carolyn.
Right.
This is Joseph.
Lovely. So how does it feel now you've actually done it?
Well, do you know, I feel brilliant.
Well done. A real sense of achievement. And you've raised some money as well.
Yeah, that's
fabulous. Well done. Well done. Well, these lovely ladies here with us. Some Francis Hospice shirts on. That's brilliant. How was it?
I didn't think it was as hot as I thought, actually.
It was.
I just went so quick, I didn't give it a thought.
Right. How's your feet?
Fine.
They look brilliant, actually. They just look a little bit black. They don't look burnt.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Some people, I think, are going round for a second go. Are you going to do that?
Wouldn't mind. Wouldn't mind going
get
for a second go.
Get in the queue. What's your names, ladies?
Penny and Sarah from Brentwood St Francis Hospice.
Lovely. Well done. Go and have another go. Good luck.
Thank you.
So that was your second time round?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was good?
Yeah, brilliant.
Some people I've been speaking to said they burned their feet the second time. It was hotter. How did you feel?
Oh, no, I thought it was great.
Yeah?
It's all worth raising money for Crossroads.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're
Crossroads!
What are your names, girls?
Sophie.
Bria.
Esther.
Lovely. Well done.
Thank you.
So your feet are okay, are they?
Yeah.
need a bit of a wash. Yeah.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
My name's Alex.
My name's Jenna.
Wow. That was really loud. So tell me about yourselves. Are you doing the firewalk?
No, my parents are.
Brilliant.
And they're going to be really, really brave. And my mummy and daddy's going to have black feet.
So why are your mummy and daddy doing the firewalk then?
Well, they signed up for charity and they really like challenges.
I'm just going to come over to mum now. What's your name?
My name's Laura.
Right.
Yeah, it's all just in aid of cancer research.
Yeah.
Just trying to fund for a bit more. My husband went through it last year and had to have a major operation.
Yeah.
So we're just, supporting all the young families and everyone going through it, basically.
Yeah. So I think somebody told me just now you've been through quite a lot, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name's Dave. Dave.
Right. Dave, tell me a bit about yourself.
We got touched by it last year, and luckily, right. All good news, all clear, and we're just trying to do a little bit to give something back.
But right. Good. That's really good. Well done. It's nice to meet you. Thank you.
The Brentwood Community Firewalk. Brought to you by Bird Luckin Chartered Accountants.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
And supported by Bennett's Funeral Directors, Brentwood Leisure Trust, and Phoenix FM.
Well, how about that, Jane? Fantastic, eh? The people just so enjoyed themselves, yeah.
They did sound as though they were having such a fantastic time.
Absolutely, yeah. And I enjoyed myself playing lots of corny music connected with fire and heat and all that kind of thing. So, I was happy to.
Good.
Didn't actually do the firewalk, though. Maybe next year, perhaps.
Maybe next
year. If there is a next year, that is one of the questions. Are we going to do it all next year?
That is the plan.
Oh, excellent.
We had a debrief meeting this morning and all of us were absolutely so pleased with how it went.
Right.
So we're certainly looking for next year and hopefully a bigger event, more things happening.
Yeah, fantastic.
Possibly some other sponsors on board. We'll see. But I've contacted Bird Luckin and they're keen to be involved in another year as well.
Excellent.
Which is fantastic.
Okay, well, I've got one more little clip for you. Catherine was firewalking for Alzheimer's research, I believe. Let's have a listen to Catherine.
Can I just have a quick word with you?
Yeah, sure.
Phoenix Radio. How was it?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You really enjoyed it?
Thoroughly.
Yeah. Brilliant. How's your feet?
My feet are fine.
Yeah?
Feet are fine.
You're going around for a second go?
Yeah, I am.
Lovely.
Yep.
What's your name?
Catherine.
And who are you raising money for?
Alzheimer's and dementia.
Lovely. Brilliant. Well
right.
done.
Thank
and
you
good
very
luck.
Much. Thank you.
Well, there you go. I believe you know Catherine, do you?
I met Catherine when we were in Argos collecting money for Alzheimer's at the beginning of the year.
Right.
We got chatting.
Yep.
And she's now a volunteer for the Alzheimer's Society. And we roped her in for this.
Ah, fantastic.
And she was doing as much as anything else as a challenge for herself.
Right.
But also because I think it's a year today that her grandmother passed away.
Oh, dear, yeah.
So it was to recognise that. So important for her.
Yes. A lot of people had important causes to them, personal things that they were walking for. It was such a good evening. I know I keep saying it, but a great event for the local community to come together to support some very good causes. So at this point, do you know how much has been raised in total?
There was £16,500
wow.
pledged.
Right, yeah.
But talking to my colleague, who is also walking for Alzheimer's, my colleague Claire in the office, she's had more money in since. I think she's had another £95 in.
Right.
And we're hoping that other people will have more coming in as well.
Sure, fantastic. Well, I'm not the boss around here, but I'm sure that Phoenix FM will be there giving our support next year to this great community charity event. I might even get my socks off and have a go myself. So there we are. Great work, Jane. Excellent. And I believe you're involved in another charity fundraising event too.
Yes, and this has been something that has been a little bit on the back burner because I've been so involved with the firewalk. But this is an event that's happening on Saturday the 31st of May at the TA Centre at Worley.
Right.
And it's a tea party with dancing if people wish to. It's to raise money for the Royal British Legion to commemorate the 100 years
of World War One.
Since
yep.
World
yep.
War One.
Yep.
The tickets are just £12, which is in my mind, an absolute bargain, right, because for that you get an afternoon tea.
Lovely.
Sandwiches, all sorts of sandwiches, I've got scones, the cream.
I've got the menu in front of me here. It looks delicious. I want it now. Salmon and cream cheese, egg and cress, gammon, ham and mustard, tuna and cucumber. Yeah, it looks fantastic. So when is this?
It's Saturday the 31st of May. At the TA Centre at Worley, between 4pm and 6pm, we are going to have raffle prizes there. There is a licensed bar, but also the main entertainment will be from Fairlight's Choir.
Okay.
And this is organised by a lady called Jane Keane, who is also involved with Dawn Chorus, who we've been involved with before with our carols in the courtyard at Christmas time.
Lovely.
We did a tea party with them a couple of years ago and everybody absolutely loved it.
Fantastic. And I see here you've got the option to come dressed in 1940s period clothing or uniform.
Absolutely.
How about that? Yes, I'll dust my dad's old D-mob suit off.
That'll be perfect.
Well, Jane, thank you very much for coming in today and talking about the Firewalk, and good luck with the event on Saturday the 31st of May. And thanks for organising such a great event.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue with one of those corny songs connected with the Firewalk, Firewalk even. Here's Tramps and Disco Inferno.